If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't forget, we will have a tribute to John Feinstein, who passed away suddenly yesterday. We'll do that at 8 o'clock during his normal Fridays with Feinstein time slot that he did here with us for 13 years. We'll also have Barry Zwerluga, Washington Post columnist, one of his colleagues at the Post at 8:25, and Mike Wilbon, co-host of PTI, also a longtime Washington Post columnist. He'll join the show at 9 o'clock to help pay tribute to the late John Feinstein. Also, Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, coming up in just about 20 minutes.
So, Jason, maybe you can fill me in. I'm a little familiar with this story about the Loudoun County girl who went to Punta Cana and went missing. It seems like there's an update in the case that they're questioning the guy that she was with at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, she's a University of Pittsburgh student. She was down there with her friends for spring break, and she's clearly missing. I think we all kind of know what happened to her, whether or not she drowned or she was murdered, we don't know. But there is a person of interest. I'm not sure what the latest is as in terms of the questioning that the police, the DR police were giving him. I just know that this is a very, very disturbing story, because, you know, anytime your daughters, if you have daughters, go on spring break, you're always worried about that.
Daughters or sons. I mean, any of your kids go on spring break, you're worried about them.
Sure, but you're certainly worried about girls, because they can be taken advantage of, if that's exactly what happened. But this is just, it's a scary story, man. It really is. And it's local because it's Loudoun County. I think she went to Loudoun County High School. This is just a really, really
nightmare.
It's a tough thing to deal with if you're a father. It really is. Now, I just got back from spring break with my daughter. We went to Florida. My daughter's her last spring break. She said, you know what? All my friends are going to different spots. One was going to Mexico. One was going to, I think, the Dominican. One was going to Key West. She goes, I don't know where to go, because all my friends are going to different spots. She goes, let's just go somewhere as a family. I said, in. Went to Florida for 5 days.
Nice.
That was awesome. Glad she told me that. But this is a really bad story.
Did both daughters go, or just...
Both daughters, yeah.
Wow. Got the whole band back together.
Very good.
Down
love it.
To Anna Maria Island, which was a really cool spot. But this is a scary story, man. It really is.
So the student says he left her on the beach, like, alive. He says they were kissing and making out in the water, and they were getting, like, sucked out. He says that he swallowed a bunch of seawater. He is apparently a wrestler in high school, and they struggled to get back to the shore. And he says they made it back to the shore, and when he got back there, he said he just left her there.
Yeah.
And she was fine. she was exhausted or tired, mm-hmm. as he was, as so was he. But they also say he failed to answer key police questions.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that if they both were in the water struggling to get back, and then he's claiming that she got back, that he just like goes back to the hotel room, leaves her on the beach, and somehow she goes missing.
It's just scary when he's the last person to see her alive.
Well, you would have to take in consideration that they were probably heavily intoxicated.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So now, the Loudoun County Sheriff said it's possible she never went into the water. It's possible there's something else that could have happened. We can't just assume that's the case. So we have to presume that at this point, anything is possible. And that's why they're looking at every single option. They're using drones in the search.
No, it's just a terrifying story when your daughter goes away for what you think is a week-long spring break trip and then doesn't return and goes missing. It's every parent's worst nightmare.
Yeah, and this kid who's he's from Iowa.
Okay.
That she is, she met on the beach. He's under surveillance. He's under 24-hour surveillance. As of yesterday, I believe. I'm not sure if he's allowed to leave to go back to the United States. I'm not sure about that. Because they say he's not a suspect. So whatever questioning he was given and whatever answers he gave, I guess it was sufficient. Because they say he's still not a suspect. If he was, they wouldn't let him leave.
So he's not in a Dominican jail presently. he's just under surveillance.
What proof would they have?
Yeah, they don't have.
You know what I mean? They just have her missing. And I guess the witness accounts that he was the last person with her.
Is it possible that they were just exhausted and drunk and they get back to the shore and he says he passed out like in a chair or something, right. Sat down and woke up to mosquitoes biting him on the sunrise and just kind of came to and walked back to his hotel room. He didn't see her.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you theorizing that?
I don't know.
They make it back.
It is possible.
I would like to give the...
And then she gets swept back out. Like by the maybe current, she passes out like too close. The tide comes in.
Yeah, tide comes in and takes her out.
I mean, I guess that could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's a possibility.
But I thought I read somewhere that her body would have washed ashore. It wouldn't have been sucked back out.
Right. At some point, it would have come back.
Okay. Yeah.
You would think, unless there's some sort of riptide.
Yeah, we
don't know. Riptides take you just out and you just keep going unless you go sideways.
Even though I kind of disrespect riptides, yes, that's what they do.
I would love to know the answers that the police were saying there were some answer or questions he didn't answer.
Right.
Would love to know what those questions were.
What was he evasive about if that's the case?
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
Maybe they asked if he had sex with her and he didn't want to admit to it.
Could you end up moving forward and prosecuting a kid if you have absolutely no evidence? It's circumstantial.
I don't think
he's the last one with her, and then she goes missing.
I don't think so.
I don't think he could either.
Could he not answer the questions because maybe he was so drunk he doesn't remember? Remember stuff?
He could have been blackout drunk. Just does not remember.
All right. So this,
which is also a convenient excuse if he did remember
during the questioning with officials. I don't know how to say his name. Reby?
Ribe or Reby. Yeah.
Okay. Declined to answer 8 crucial questions about the case, giving the same 14-word response to each inquiry. Mm. My lawyers advised me not to answer that question, and I follow their advice.
Mm.
Mm. And some of the questions it looks like were, how can we verify that everything you have said corresponds to the truth? What do you think about her disappearance?
He's lawyered up.
Yeah. Did you tell your friend what happened with you and the girl on the beach? How do you feel about this situation?
I'm going to remember that line if I ever get in a pickle. Write it down for me.
My lawyers advised me not to answer that question, and I follow their advice.
Thomas Mooney has advised me not to answer that question, and I follow Thomas Mooney's advice. I kind of stumbled on it.
I'm wondering if there was...
Guilty, yeah.
Yeah, so guilty.
Yeah, so much hemming and hawing.
Can't even get it out of my mouth once without stumbling and bumbling.
But
one of the travel companions said that she saw her on the beach around 5:50 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm just, what are the friends doing The friends have to make sure she gets back to the hotel at 5 in the morning.
The friends need to go out. When they see her there, they have to go up to her and grab her by the arm or the shoulder and escort her back to her room.
And I understand.
So you know what? You've had too much evening.
These are 20-year-old kids. I know they're not going to make great decisions.
Right.
But you can't allow your friend to be hanging out on a beach at 6 in the morning or 5 in the morning
Agreed.
With some stranger. Sorry.
Unless it's like a big, like if there's 20 people there, that's fine. If you're having like a big like hangout, like borderline party out there, yeah, great. If it's one or two people and a person that she just met from, is this also a Pitt student?
No, he's from Iowa.
So he's just, okay.
So I don't know if
just
he went to Iowa.
Just a random stranger, that's when you go and you intervene. You try to
help
her out.
I can't even comprehend their state of mind at 5 in the morning when they're probably day drinking at the pool, all night drinking.
Right.
Because they're not waking up to go see the sunrise.
No. They're clearly all hammered.
Probably been going hard for a long, like you're saying.
She's a 20-year-old from Pitt.
Right.
Yeah. The 24-year-old is Rebe.
Yes.
The group was with them, supposedly, at 4 a.m. And then the group was seen leaving the beach or heading out to the beach and stayed there until 5:50. So at 5:50 a.m., they leave. Sunrise isn't that far away. I would be curious to know when sunrise is. At 5:50 in the morning, and that's when they left the couple, let's call them a couple, on the beach, Rebe and the missing 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Is there any possibility that it was something that was accidental and he's freaked out because he knows what's looming for him?
Now, he's had three different stories, according to this article in the New York Post. I mean, that doesn't bode well for him, but I just wonder what happens if they never find her body.
I don't know what the laws are in the Dominican, but I just don't think you can charge him. Has he taken a lie detector?
I'm going to guess if they could have charged him, they would have charged him by now. Yeah, right? Well, or is there just not enough evidence?
So version number one, he tells the police he threw up from rough surf and went back to the shore, asked her if she was okay.
Okay.
Second version, he said he felt sick to his stomach, left the water, saw her in the knee-deep surf, passed out.
Okay.
Final version, he told authorities that he saw the woman walking along the shore before he fell asleep.
Hmm.
I mean, they're kind of similar, some of those.
Yeah, I mean, he was sick, and he passed out. There was security camera footage that saw her with the dude walking, you know, hand in hand at 4:17. Now, this was March 6th, so this is 8 days ago. She was apparently last seen on the beach outside the resort at 4:50, just before 6 a.m. Her friends went back to the hotel, but Kanatke was not with them. So what was going on between 4:50 and 6? That's the question.
Yeah.
It's a horrible story. Horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Just feel for the parents and her family. I don't know if she has siblings, but just feel awful for that family.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we'll hear more in the next few days, but this has already been 8 days. You know?
I don't understand. If it's a resort, right?
Yeah.
So, like, how is the beach / surf that rough at a resort, right?
It usually isn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't build a resort on a place where the water is just ripping like that, and it's dangerous.
I don't know.
Well, that's why they're not just searching the water. They're searching other places.
That's true, too.
It's just a great unknown. If you believe his account, one of his accounts was she was still in the water, knee deep.
Well, so even the riptide being so strong that they struggled to get back, like a resort wouldn't be built on a part of a beach where it's that insane.
Yes and no. I mean, I would think that it wouldn't be the case, but I know Puerto Rico the best. I know there are some places where they would be considered resorts or really nice hotels where the water can get really, really rough. And so it just kind of depends. And a lot of these places at that time of night, there's not going to be lifeguards, but a lot of these places don't have lifeguards. They'll just have signs that say,
right, swim at your own risk.
Exactly.
Type of deal.
apparently there was a power outage at some point. I'm not sure if it was that day or the day before, but there was a power outage and the security cameras were out for a few hours. I think maybe for 12 hours, something like that. But they said by the time she was on the beach, the power was restored. So they do have footage of her. They just don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
It really is.
Terrible story. They've got the person of interest.
This is a national story. It's not just a local story.
Yeah, because it's a mystery.
Yeah.
It's a mystery right now. I mean, you would think that maybe she's, you know, swept into the ocean. That's why they've got the drones and they're looking. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that. Mm-hmm. You don't know that for sure. And there was no signs of blood on the beach. So no signs of violence. I mean, you just don't know.
I mean, if she just passed out because she was so hammered and she just passed out right there on the beach, I mean, the water could have, she could have drowned.
Or if like the guy, one of the guy's three stories was he passed out and the last time he saw her, she was in knee-deep water.
Yeah.
Well, if she has like an elevated BAC, she's in knee-deep water. If she falls down in that water, she could easily just get swept out into the ocean.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, JP said, it's a mystery. We don't know what ultimately happened.
But they haven't charged this kid. They haven't, you know, labeled him a suspect.
He may be entirely innocent.
I'm now reading that he was free to leave, so he may be back in Iowa.
Right.
Yeah. He may not be in the country anymore.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So it's horrible.
Anyway, we will keep you up to date if anything breaks regarding this story. We have to pivot. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little Washi Wizards. They got a win last night against the Detroit Pistons. Will Dawkins, their GM, joins us next here on the Junkies.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.